USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making his first official visit to Canada.
I had important and good meetings both with Chrystia today as well as with Prime Minister Trudeau. I thank them profusely for their solidarity with the United States on a wide range of issues.
Pompeo says the meetings were a positive step forward towards strengthening the U.S. and Canada's economic and security relationship. On Thursday, Vice President Mike Pence was visiting South Jordan, Utah, to discuss the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Pence says the American economy is booming and President Trump has delivered on his campaign promises. Pence also says the unemployment rate is at an all-time low.
Businesses large and small have created 6.2 million new jobs, including 125,000 new jobs right here in the state of Utah.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer is on the new season of Dancing with the Stars. He joins Fox and Friends and talks about it.
I'm looking forward to getting away from politics for a while, a couple hours every week, and hopefully entertaining a lot of folks and not embarrassing my family and my daughter.
But host Tom Bergeron is not a fan of the booking. According to Twitter, he urged the producers not to have any divisive bookings. Now, in the past, the show has had controversial guests, including Paula Deen and Ryan Lochte. Weekly jobless claims fall more than expected. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department says 209,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 12,000 fewer than the week before, and less than the expected 219,000 economists had predicted.
The four-week average for new unemployment benefit claims was lower than the corresponding week in July, a positive sign for employment during the month. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Homelessness has been rampant across the state of California for the past 5 years, and merchants and store owners have become increasingly vocal. San Francisco has been one of the cities that's been most affected by this. Democratic Governor from California, Gavin Newsom, explains whose fault it is that there's all the homeless people in California.
The vast majority were not from California. By the way, the vast majority also coming from, and we know this from Texas, just interesting fact.
Chuck DeVore is the vice president of the Texas Public Policy Foundation. He's also a former California assemblyman. Now, he moved from California to Texas, and he has a message for Governor Gavin Newsom.
Well, I think what you're seeing here are the words of a desperate man that we should almost feel sorry for. Governor Gavin Newsom has been in office now for 22 straight years, starting at the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. He's had responsibility for the policies that have created California's homeless crisis. San Francisco has this program where they give bus tickets to people who say they have friends or relatives that can take care of them, they can take them in. And of the people who go out of state, the number one destination is Texas for 6.7% of the people in San Francisco. They have friends or relatives that in Texas that have agreed to take care of them. That doesn't mean a majority of the homeless in San Francisco come from Texas. It means that Texas is a popular destination, as it is for all Californians like myself.
DeVore was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.